The biggest ever map of the sounds of nature launches today, highlighting how the sounds that human beings produce every day have an impact on the natural world. Sounding Nature, a project with the British Library, covers almost 500 sounds in total. Let's talk now to Stuart Folkes, the creator of the Cities and Memory Sound Project. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So just explain to us how each individual sound works and what the artists are doing with them.
So there's a sound map of the sounds of nature covering 55 countries with about 500 sounds on it. Every location on the map, you'll hear the original sound recording and you'll hear a kind of recomposed, remixed or reimagined version where an artist has taken that sound of nature and created something new with it.
Well, here's one we prepared earlier, or rather you prepared earlier, and it's the sound of nightingales naturally and then reimagined by an artist. Rather beautiful to hear there, Stuart, but it also has a more serious point, doesn't it, about why are the calls being slowed down there?
Yeah, so part of the project is to draw kind of attention to the fact that the noise we make as humans is having a serious impact on the natural world in a number of different ways. You know, we're a noisy bunch as humans and we're getting louder all the time. You know, the sounds of ocean noise, for example, have doubled every 10 years for the last 50 years. So we're getting louder and louder. And that's having effects on the animal kingdom. That can affect everything from all the way down to physiology. It can cause hearing loss. It can cause them to be unable to detect predators. It can cause problems with mating and sexual attraction. All these things are caused by human noise.
And the project began, didn't it, with mongoose in South Africa?
The project began with, well, I think it was a showcase of as many kind of global sounds as possible. And one of the great things about the project has been that there are a number of people around the world who are dedicated to recording the sounds of nature. And it's been a privilege to be able to display everything from the sounds of mongoose through to like Thai jungles and so on.
Just explain to us how they're affected by human noise.
So mongoose, that's a kind of... they are unable to, because of their exposure to human noise, they are unable to detect predators in the way that they should normally be able to do that. So their predator response is lowered, which obviously is a great danger to them as a species.
And we know, don't we, about whales being affected by shipping noise?
Yeah, the problem for whales is, for example, the right whales in the Atlantic Ocean, their habitat has been cut down by up to 80% by shipping noise. Obviously, that means they've then got less territory to breed in, to feed in and to live in. So it's a huge, huge problem.
And briefly, if people want to hear your sound map, how do they do that?
So if they visit citiesandmemory.com, then they'll be able to hear all the sounds from 55 countries around the world.
Stuart Folkes, many thanks.
Thank you.